The Gate of Angels by Penelope Fitzgerald. This book is read by Nadia May. Part 1, Chapter 1. Fred's Three Notes. How could the wind be so strong so far inland that cyclists coming into the town in the late afternoon looked more like sailors in peril? This was on the way into Cambridge, up Mill Road, past the cemetery and the workhouse. On the open ground to the left, the willow trees had been blown, driven, and cracked, until their branches gave way and lay about the drenched grass, jerking convulsively and trailing cataracts of twigs. The cows had gone mad, tossing up the silvery weeping leaves, which were suddenly, quite contrary to all their experience, everywhere within reach. Their horns were festooned with willow boughs. Not being able to see properly, they tripped and fell. Two or three of them were wallowing on their backs, idiotically, exhibiting vast, pale bellies intended by nature to be always hidden. They were still munching. A scene of disorder, treetops on the earth, legs in the air, in a university city devoted to logic and reason. Fairley was making the best pace he could. He did not much like being overtaken by other bicyclists. No one likes being overtaken by other bicyclists. The difficult conditions, some were blown over, turned the Mill Road into a display of pride. The year was 1912, so that Fairley's bicycle, a Royal Sunbeam, must have been 13 years old. It had Palmer tyres, which left a pattern of long lines like wires on a wet, glass-clear road. He felt better when he overtook a man who, from the back, might have been...